White Owl of the Hour. It is the hour of the time. Lights out for the perfume of your body, soul, and mind.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Tonight is going to be one of those memorable broadcasts. I'm going to scoop the world once again. And so you better have pen and paper by your side. I'm going to expose the government's little hoax here. Only this time it's a big, heinous hoax. Tyranny, if you will. Bold-faced lie. And for those of you listening in the Round Valley, we have, thanks to Monty Butterfield, my good friend, who is the owner and operator of Radio Free Vermont, sent us a 200 CD Sony carousel, and we received it. I tested it over the weekend. It didn't miss a beat. It's in perfect working condition. It's all hooked up. For those of you who have been listening for the last hour, you know that 101.1 FM is back on the air 24 hours a day now with uninterrupted very best of the very best of all of the very best music of all of the generations gone by. So you can tell all your friends when you go to Safeway, tell everybody you meet. Alco, tell everybody you meet. You know, when you're down at the Stop and Rob, tell everybody you meet. And call everybody, all your family, your friends, your acquaintances, and tell them that 101.1 FM is now back on the air. And they don't want to miss this good music. Also, folks, I want you to be aware that the last two carousel crashes really did some damage to some of our CDs. And I don't have time to go through all of these CDs to see which ones are damaged and which ones aren't. So they're all, well, they're not all in the carousel, but there's 200 of them in the carousel. And as they play, I would like to ask a favor of you. I don't care who you are or what. If you listen to 101.1 FM, please, if you hear a CD malfunctioning, like skipping or playing the same note over and over again, you've all heard it happen in the past. It happens. It's liable to be happening quite a bit more in the next 2-3 weeks because of the last crash of the carousel really damaged a bunch of CDs. So if you hear this happening, see, I don't listen to radio all the time. I'm working, and sometimes it's distracting, and I have to do a lot of thinking and research and putting puzzles together and things like that. And so sometimes I'm not listening to the radio. If you hear anything malfunction, or if you just hear dead air, no, nothing playing at all, please call me at 4578. That's 4578. Please write that down. Put it by your phone. And if you hear our music screwing up in any way, malfunctioning, whatever, or if you hear just dead air, nothing playing at all, please call me at 4578. Let me know so I can come and take that particular CD out, and then I'll find out which tracks are bad and which are good, and I will salvage the good ones and put them on a brand new CD and stick it back in there. And in that manner, we can ensure that, you know, the music is not interrupted by something crazy going on. You know, you turn on your radio and it's going and all those kind of weird noises as a CD, you know, skips back and forth. We don't want to hear that. So please, folks, if you hear anything malfunctioning with 101.1, please call me at 4578 and just let me know what's going on. I really, really will appreciate it. I'd be very grateful, as a matter of fact. Now, I'm sort of getting back in the swing, so I'm liable to make some mistakes here tonight because I now have a 5 CD player and a 200 CD player, and I've got them on different pots than I used to have them on, and I'm used to doing it the other way, so if I make any mistakes tonight with the music, please forgive me. I'm going to try not to, and maybe I won't. For those of you who are wondering, my back is fine. I really feel great as far as that's concerned. My eyes are getting better, but it's really slow. I got to tell you, folks, if you spend a lot of time in front of a computer, give yourself some breaks and make sure that you look out at things far away. I really screwed up my eyes, and it's going to take longer than I thought to get them back to where they're focusing properly. They're better now. They're not much better. They're just better, and they're getting better every day. The best time of the day is in the morning. When I first wake up, they're just back to normal. But within a couple of hours, especially if I'm in the house and looking at things close, making coffee and stuff like that, then they just go right back out of focus. But now I can still see. It's just that, you know, I have to close one eye in order to see things as they should be. And I'm pretty good at using one eye. In the Navy, I was a navigator. And I learned to use one eye pretty good on all the things that we had to use one eye on. And I always shifted back and forth, so I didn't just get used to using one eye. So I'm pretty good at it. My depth perception is still really well, and I still can shoot with the best of them. So don't worry about that. But when I try to use both eyes, sometimes I can see okay, and other times they just go boing, and I, you know, everything's double. Went for a little ride over the weekend, and the combination of the eye problem and things moving and turning in the car, oh boy, I had some deja vu from my youth. I started getting car sick. When I was young, I had chronic motion sickness all the time. And I've talked about that before. You don't want to get it. I was so happy to get back here home. And, you know, I just wanted out of that car. And you know, as long as I just take it easy. And that's, my eyes just need rest. So don't worry about it, okay? I appreciate it. And I wish, I wish you guys would learn how to tell time. There's still a lot of you out there don't know dip about time. I've set aside from noon until 5 p.m., Monday through Friday only. Don't call me on Saturday or Sunday. Don't ever call me in the mornings, and don't ever call me in the evenings unless it's an emergency. And still, some of you are calling me at 11 o'clock, because in your time zone, you don't know what time it is in my time zone, and it's about time that all of you learned about time zones and how to tell time. So do that. You know, don't go around asking for somebody to teach you. Go and get in the book and find out. Not hard at all. And if you got a computer with Windows on it, it's all right there. Just get into your control panel and go to the regions and, you know, check it out. You'll find out real quick how the time zones work. Some people are still calling me in the evening. Please don't do that. You know, I used to take calls anytime. People used to call me 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Until I finally realized that some people just flat don't care about other people. They're inconsiderate. They have no consideration whatsoever. And so after years of taking phone calls at any time, I finally put my foot down and said, no more. 12 noon, my time, to 5 p.m., my time, is the time that I set aside to answer your questions, check on your orders, you know, do whatever needs to be done that you need me for. But it's not chit-chat time. Don't call me up to chit-chat or gossip or talk about the weather or things like that, okay? Please. And, you know, you're not the only one that calls. I get lots of calls during the day. And plus, I still have to do my regular work. So you may think that, you know, I've got all the time in the world, but I don't. I mean, figure it out, folks. If I take just 20 calls a day, and it's more than that, usually, if I take 20 calls a day, and each one of them lasts a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes, and some of them last more than that, You know, that is a serious, that is a real serious interruption in my day. Now, don't not call, because I've set that side of time to answer the phone if you call. Just don't call at any other time. Don't call on weekends. Don't call after 5 p.m. in the evening. And don't call before noon, my time. Okay? This is Arizona. It's mountain time. Arizona time never has daylight savings time. So it's easier than any other time zone because you never have to compute daylight savings time for us, only for you. We're always on mountain time. We never come off of mountain time. Daylight saving time doesn't do us any good. We have more sunlight than we can deal with. And sometimes too much. I mean, in the summertime, the sun rises at about 5:30 in the morning, sometimes earlier, and doesn't set until sometimes close to 9 p.m. We don't need daylight savings time, ever. It's just not on, you know, we don't care about that stuff. We got sun, we could bottle the sunshine and send it to everybody else all over the world and never run out if we could get it in a bottle. Okay, now, got one heck of a broadcast for you. Once again, I'm going to scoop the world. I'm going to expose a major hoax that the government is perpetrating. I've been waiting for a couple of years now for somebody else to catch on to what's going on. But since nobody else has, I'll reveal it. And just remember where you heard it, because as soon as I reveal it, you're going to hear it on every other so-called Patriot radio show in the world, and they'll never give me credit. I've already learned that for years. Most of what they talk about came from my research, or the research of those who are associated with me. There were people in the early days of this broadcast who would order our materials, the treason documents, and all of these kinds of things, and then they would copy them and pretend that they were their own research and send them. Oh boy, I got to tell you, it's just, you know, it's a lot of fun. But disappointing when you find out that most people have no ethics, no morals, no honor. Most people are sheeple, really, and a lot of those are just scum. So stick around, folks. Got lots to talk about. And you're going to be amazed. That's right, folks. Tonight, Jody's going to get religion all night long. Oh, yes, sir. I'm just fixing to knock the FBI right on their traitorous asses. Listen to me very carefully. Over the weekend, they tested several different FLIR cameras, including the same type camera that was used to take the FLIR video over Mount Carmel on April the 19th. 1993, when they murdered all the Branch Davidians. And yes, I said murdered, and it's true. And there's a big scam going on right now. You see, the purpose of the test was to see if the FLIR was actually seeing the muzzle flashes from gunfire, machine guns to be exact, or if these were reflections from debris spread around what they called the compound. You know, if you know any FBI agents or law enforcement personnel or government people, call them right now, tell them to listen to this broadcast. They need to hear this. Because they're liars. Liars. That's right, folks. They're stinking, rotten, Nazi, jackbooted, thug, Gestapo liars. And they know it. The military knows it. The Justice Department knows it. And I know it. Unfortunately, the attorneys for the Branch Davidians don't know it. And if anybody's listening to this broadcast who knows those attorneys or how to reach them, you better let them know. Apparently, they didn't do their research very well. So there's a lot of deception going on. The government lied today on national television, you know, the communist news networks. A United States attorney speaking for the Justice Department, justice my butt, speaking for the Justice Department, told a bold-faced lie today. He said in the original FLIR tapes of April the 19th, taken on April the 19th, that it didn't show any people, only flashes from debris. That's a lie. In the FLIR tape, you can clearly see the people with the guns who are firing into the church. Clearly. No problem whatsoever. And we're going to make a video and point it out to you. They lied. They always lie. They have always been lying. They are Nazis. What do you expect from Nazis? They probably learned how to lie from the Nazis. From Joseph Goebbels. Hitler's propaganda expert. That's probably where they learned how to be liars. Our confidential sources have informed us that the tests over the weekend prove positively that the flashes are from gunfire, and that the FBI definitely... Well, let me take that back. Somebody working for the government definitely fired into the Branch Davidian Church on that day. Lots of times. Not just once or twice, but lots of times. In fact, they murdered the Branch Davidians intentionally, on purpose. They're scum-sucking, murdering, tyrannical, lying, Nazi, jackbooted Gestapo thugs. Now, we weren't the only ones that were leaked this information. It was apparently leaked to Matt Drudge and a whole bunch of other people, some who released it and others who just kept quiet. So we're beginning to see who's on our side and who's not. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Matt Drudge is on our side. Matt Drudge has his own interest at heart, and he's looking for sensationalism. And this is sensationalism at its best, I've got to tell you. Now, since I can't use my eyes to do anything close, I can't write a story. Not now, but I'm going to, and it's going to be on videotape, too. So I asked Ken today, after he searched the news sites, if he would link to the Matt Drudge story, because that's the closest to the information that we have, although we have some other stuff that Matt Drudge either doesn't have or is not talking about. One of which I'm going to tell you tonight. You see, the whole controversy is a scam. It's a lie. The purpose was to find out if, in fact, the flashes in the FLIR tapes were from gunfire or if they were from reflected light. from debris scattered around the church. What's wrong with this picture? How many of you are beginning to understand what I'm talking about? What is FLIR? What's it for? How many of you photographers? And if so, have you ever used infrared film? What is infrared? What does FLIR mean? What does forward-looking infrared mean? And what is it taking pictures of? And why is the government scamming us? I'm going to give the listening audience a chance to find out if you can catch on to what I'm talking about. 520-333-4578 is the number. The phone's open. I'm going to take your calls. If you think you know what I'm talking about, I want to hear from you now. You see, I would really love it if the people in the audience could provide the answer rather than me having to tell you. I always like that better because it means there's hope. I mean, somebody besides me has a brain, and I know there's lots of you out there who have brains. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. This is Nick from North Carolina. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, forward-looking infrared only picks up infrared. It doesn't pick up visible flashes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What a revelation. Well, what is all this controversy then? And why are the lawyers for the Branch Davidians going along with this scam?
I'm going to leave that one up to you. I don't know any more than that.
You see, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter and never will matter if there were anything in that yard reflecting light of the sun or light of anything else. Does infrared reflect?
Yeah, you can, but you need to have a lot of infrared to reflect. Invisible light, which is what a reflection is, doesn't have that much infrared in it.
And what is infrared measuring?
Heat.
Heat in the form of what?
It just picks up heat, infrared heat.
You said it, but it's the infrared...
From the muzzle flashes.
It's the infrared frequency of the electromagnetic spectrum, and that's all it picks up.
That's right.
FLIR...
It doesn't pick up visible light, white light, ultraviolet, nothing like that.
That's right. The government is lying. They're scamming. They're creating a controversy knowing that the vast numbers of the American people, and in fact the people around the world, are ignorant.
A couple of years back, Waco Rules of Engagement came to the university where I was at, and the professor that was doing the review was one of the professors that negotiated with Koresh here at UNCC.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was showing us through the tape, you see the FLIR footage, and a bunch of us in engineering pointed out, you can't pick up visible flashes on infrared. It's impossible.
That's absolutely correct.
And
now,
he said, I know that.
Yeah. Okay, let's find out what else. Does infrared work better in the daylight than night?
Doesn't matter.
Well, wait a minute. Let's find out from some other callers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. Good night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Does FLIR work better in the daytime than it does at night? And if so, why? And if not, why not? Let's explore this, folks. I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to part the waves in your head and let your brain come through. Tomorrow, you're going to be a lot more educated, and you're going to understand how the government lies and scams and creates controversies to confuse the minds of the public, when all the public has to do is sit down and think about it for 5 minutes. They'd know the answer. Everybody. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I would say the infrared that it picks up has to be a higher temperature than the background infrared for it to show anything. And at night, the ground is going to be radiating the heat back. I'm not sure day or night, but the daytime may offer a little bit of an advantage. But whatever it is, it has to be higher than the surrounding background in infrared.
Well, it will pick up that too. It'll pick up any infrared whatsoever that is radiated from anything within the camera's wherever the lens is pointed.
Oh yeah, exactly. But for it to show up, in other words, one particular object to stand out against the background.
Yeah, but you're sort of picking at nits, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Everything absorbs heat at a different rate and gives off heat at a different rate. So the way that you distinguish objects and people and trees and cars and things from other things in an infrared picture is because it shows up very similar to the way that you would see it in light, only it has different shades than you would imagine it would be. And because of the different amounts of infrared that is being radiated by all of these different things when the photograph is taken, you're able to distinguish them and pick them out from other things very easily. So the background of infrared really doesn't have much to do about it, unless you were trying to photograph things that all absorbed heat at approximately the same rate and gave it off at approximately the same rate. Then you'd have a big problem trying to figure out what was what.
Yeah, like things making reflections.
Well, no, that's not true, because reflections have absolutely nothing to do with it. Infrared does not pick up light. You can stand there with a mirror and flash sunlight off the mirror right into the lens, and it's only going to show the infrared that is coming off that mirror, not a flash of light.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Well, I guess I missed that one, though, between the daytime and the nighttime. So maybe somebody else might know.
Well, no, you didn't miss it. You said it, you thought that it would, might have us an advantage in the daytime, and it does. Can you guess why?
An advantage in the daytime?
Yeah. You're going to get a better picture using infrared in the daytime than you will if you use it at night.
Well, because the things are going to be absorbing heat in the daytime.
That's right.
From the sunlight, but it will be happening at night.
That's right. And toward late afternoon, things begin to cool off. And during the night, the temperature drops drastically. But you can still get good infrared pictures using FLIR or any other kind of infrared device at night. However, with devices that are not as sensitive as FLIR, you may have to use an infrared light source in order to take pictures at night.
Yeah, and they probably show up a little, they probably look a little bit different at night.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. You see, folks, the whole thing is a scam. Now, something reflecting might reflect some heat from a heat source, infrared rays from an infrared source, including some infrared rays maybe from the sun, but it will never show up the same as a gun muzzle flash. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Good evening, Bill. Having worked with infrared photography for almost 20 years now, I know they're lying. And anybody else who's ever worked with it knows that it's only radiated energy that it really picks up.
That's right.
If you remember back in the Cold War, back in the waning days of it, when they wanted the MX missile, was that the one on the rails?
Yes, the MX missile was going to be a mobile anti-missile defense system.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why they wanted to go to that, what they did was, they said, well, the Soviets had this technology where they could see where our planes were parked and how long they were parked. And they would show infrared photographs of tarmacs where they had planes that were cold, you know, planes that were missing, but you know, they had a cold outline in the, you know, in the tarmac itself, and they could say, see, that plane had just moved. The Soviets know about that. Therefore, we need the MX missile.
Yeah.
You know, so it is very sensitive.
Yes, it is. Extremely sensitive.
A 10-degree difference is probably, you know, a shade difference. However, with the reactivity that you see in Waco Rules of Engagement of those white flashes, means that it's hundreds of degrees.
And the people. You can clearly see the people with the weapons.
That's correct.
But the government claims that there are no people, yet you can't see any people. I see them clearly. I see them moving. I see them come out of the back of that tank. I see them firing into the building. I see them laying on the ground firing. It's very clear. But the government likes to confuse people. You see, if there's contention, if there is controversy. If there's controversy, then you know, they're always going to lean toward the government side. A RAND study taken way back in the early days of the 60s said that when people are presented with a lie.
Or conflicts.
Even if they know that it's a lie, even if they suspect strongly that it's a lie, even if there's a lot of proof that it's a lie, they will always take the side of whatever the authorities say. Now, that's for the majority of the sheeple. Of course, it doesn't apply to everybody.
Didn't the Warren Commission prove that?
Of course. Sure did.
Okay, well, have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, what I want to know is, why is it nobody else understands this? Why is it that you haven't heard it anywhere except right here? Why is it that nobody is talking about this? How come the people who made rules of engagement didn't make this point? Why is it that the lawyers for the Branch Davidians don't understand this? You see, that whole test was a scam. And now the government says it doesn't prove anything. The Branch Davidian lawyers say it does. We know that it does, without any doubt whatsoever. We know that what is in those FLIR videotapes could not possibly ever in your wildest dreams be reflected light. Because FLIR does not see light. It only sees infrared frequencies, rays on the infrared frequency of the electromagnetic spectrum, of which light is part of. In fact, everybody, you know, if you like to do research and look for answers, you should have an electromagnetic spectrum chart that shows you where all of these different kinds of rays and frequencies lie. Radio is a part of the electromagnetic spectrum. So is television, VHF, UHF, AM, FM, light, infrared, other kinds of heat and they're all a part of what's known as the electromagnetic spectrum. FLIR measures only the infrared frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum. It does not see light. Light is invisible to FLIR cameras. Light is invisible to infrared cameras. Light is invisible to infrared film. You will get better pictures using FLIR in the daytime than you will at nighttime, simply because during the daytime there is a lot of infrared being given off by everything that is absorbed or is reflecting infrared from the sun. Okay, folks? Do you get it? The government is lying. They've always been lying. They are liars. They are Nazi jackbooted thug Gestapo liars. They are scum. How can people pretend to be Americans, pretend to be serving this country, have taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America, and be such bold-faced scum-sucking liars? Where do they get these people? You know, when I was a little boy, I looked up to the FBI. One time, I wanted to be an FBI agent. I even wrote J. Edgar Hoover a happy birthday letter. I bet you anything, still in his file. He never threw anything away. It's probably in my file. It's probably where it's at. But I bet you it's there. I'll bet you anything it's there. But I wouldn't give you 2 cents for any of these scum-sucking, puke-faced, murdering bastard liars today, for any reason. And you know, every one of them that I've talked to thinks he's a patriot, thinks that he's working for a good organization, thinks that he's doing a good job. And you know what they do, folks? They don't know dip from shinola, and that's the truth. All they do is go around gathering facts on people to put them in prison. That's all they do. A lot of those facts are used to blackmail people, to force people into ratting on other people, to blackmail senators and congressmen and public servants, to even blackmail police officers, to lean on sheriffs and police chiefs to get their way when they have no jurisdiction whatsoever. This is not conjecture. This is the truth. This is what these scum-sucking, puke-faced, Nazi jack-booted, scum-sucking, Gestapo Nazi bastards do. You know why I call them bastards? Because they're illegal children. They claim to be children of America. They're not. They're illegal. They're unlawful. They're scum. They operate under the color of law. It's a bastard outfit that has no constitutional authority whatsoever. None. If you don't believe me, read the Constitution. They have no jurisdiction or authority anywhere outside of Washington, D.C., federal enclaves, territories, dockyards, forts, and land that the government has purchased, which the jurisdiction has been ceded by the legislature of the state in which that land can be found. Nowhere else. You see, the Constitution only gives the federal government authority to do the things granted to the federal government in the Constitution, nothing else. Anything else falls to the state, and I mean the individual several states of the Union, or to the people. The FBI is a bastard, scum-sucking, Nazi, puke-faced, Gestapo-lying bastard organization with no constitutional authority whatsoever. Same with the Internal Revenue Service and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. That's why you will not find them. And the same with the Secret Service. They'll claim to be under the authority and jurisdiction of the Department of the Treasury. But if you look under the table of organization, in the law of the Department of the Treasury, you will not find them listed there. You will not find the FBI listed as an agency of the federal government, but as an agency of the Justice Department. The FBI was formed by the stroke of a pen of a United States Attorney General for the purpose of internal investigations in the Justice Department only. But that socialist, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, saw an opportunity to use the FBI not just for internal investigations within the Justice Department, but to gather information on his political enemies, on congressmen, senators, and administrators in the government and in the several states, in order to blackmail them into going along with his programs in socializing America. Study it. You'll find out that you can know what I know if you just get off your butts and check it out.
Sugar.
Bet you thought that was a guy. Well, it's not. Hillary Clinton singing to Janet Reno. Of course, they don't think anyone's listening to them, but we've bugged their little tape room. Got them. And it's okay with me. I believe in freedom. I just don't like all the lies connected with it. I think people ought to know what's what. don't you? 520-333-4578 is the number. What do you think about all this? Is this a shock to you? I know it was a shock to a lot of you, but now that you've heard it, a lot of you are going to pretend like you knew it all along. Isn't that right, folks? Well, that's okay, too. I don't care. As long as it becomes known, tell everybody all over the country, FLIR does not even see light. There were no reflections. The government says they were light reflections off of debris around the church. FLIR does not see light. FLIR does not see light. FLIR does not see light. FLIR only sees the infrared spectrum, the frequencies of infrared on the electromagnetic spectrum. 520-333-4578. The whole thing over the weekend was an exercise in propaganda to confuse the issue and make sure that the Branch Davidians don't win their case. But if this information gets out, they're going to win their case. And besides that, the test proved, without any doubt whatsoever, that yes, those are gunshots. Machine gunshots. Lots of them. All over the place. You can also see them firing an M79 grenade round down a hallway, which immediately ignites the CS gas, and you can see exactly when it ignites the gas and how the explosion of the ignition of the fire travels down the hallway. I've studied these tapes and studied them and studied them and studied them, and I got to tell you, folks, we are not living in the United States of America that the founding fathers created. We are living, ladies and gentlemen, in probably the second stage of the Sovietization of the entire world under socialism and eventually communism. That's what's going on in this country right now. And the same things that Hitler did during the 30s to gain control over Germany and to place the children and the adults of Germany under an iron fist are going on in this country right now. Teachers, right now, in the schools where your children attend, are being asked questions about what goes on in the home, and they're building databases on every single person. And a lot of this database is coming from information supplied by your children. Don't think so? Get your heads out of your butts and start looking around. Start asking questions. Go to the school. Ask your children if the teacher has ever asked them any personal questions about what goes on at home, about their parents, about whether there's a gun in the house, about whether the parents have ever taken narcotics, about whether the parents ever yell at each other or have fights or disagreements. Ask them if they've ever been given a written questionnaire concerning such subjects. You will be amazed. It happens all the time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I saw the former FBI director on the NBC Morning News Saturday morning, and he was talking about that film, and he was talking about where the glints are coming from. He said that the infrared would pick up the bodies of those people that were supposedly in that area.
It does. You can see them clearly on the film.
In the infrared, he said that the infrared would pick up.
It does. You can see them clearly on the film.
Oh, okay.
Clearly.
Okay.
See, you didn't go look at the film. You're just believing what he said.
Yes, well.
That's kind of dumb, don't you think?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Well, get the film. Look at it.
I will.
Don't believe what these clowns say. Remember what I've always told you. Don't even believe me. Don't believe anybody. Don't even believe your mother. This is the age of deception. You must learn how to discover the truth, and you must stop believing what people say. I don't care who they are. Listen to me carefully. This is the age of deception.
Yes, I believe it. I deceive myself every day.
Well, you shouldn't be. That's worse than somebody else deceiving you.
Well, I try to get a closer relationship with the Lord, so I won't do it.
Well, that's okay to get a good relationship with the Lord. I want you to do that. You should do that. but you also have to get a closer relationship with your own brain. And I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm talking to millions of people right now, not just you.
Yeah, I understand.
We as a nation, for many years, have been guilty of not thinking, of believing what we're told, of trusting people whom we should never have trusted. And they have screwed us royal. We've screwed ourselves.
How long do you think a civilization can exist if it keeps living or existing under deception?
As long as the world can exist. Doesn't matter how many people they bomb or how many wars they have or how many people they deceive or anything. There'll always be some survivors who'll start it up all over again.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Sometimes I will use a caller to illustrate a point. It's nothing personal. It's not personal. Remember, I'm talking to millions of people. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. Those questionnaires even extend to the question of vaccinations for school.
Yep.
A friend of mine was, my kids don't have to worry about it. They're homeschooled. They're never going to have their teachers questioning them about things like that.
You have goats? You're homeschooling goats?
I'm sorry. I will rephrase that. My children.
Okay. I thought it was kind of strange. I wonder why anybody would homeschool.
I get loose with my vocabulary sometimes. I'm not precise enough. I'm sorry, Bill. Anyway.
Don't feel bad. Every once in a while, I slip and say kids also.
Well, anyway, this friend.
But we must try not to do that because they're not kids at all. Kids are goats.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
His wife had taken his son to the doctor for vaccination.
Yeah.
And the doctor had some questionnaire as to whether there was a gun in the house.
Yeah, even doctors are asking those questions.
Yeah, and so his wife was very helpful. She said no. And like my friend says, no, there's not a gun in the house. There's lots of guns, and they're wrong.
Yeah, well, I would hesitate to be answering things like that. I would say it's none of your business.
Yeah, well, my own personal view, just the same.
And you should also say the day it becomes your business, we'll be living in Nazi Germany and it'll be the Fourth Reich.
Right. Well, appreciate your efforts, Bill. What's going on with the web? Do you have a web address anymore?
WilliamCooper.net. You haven't been listening in a long, long time.
Oh, I've missed you some, yeah. I was on your web before, but...
WilliamCooper.net.
Okay, great.
You can go
Thanks
there.
Thanks so much.
You can go there right now.
Okay, God bless you now.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. I'm going to take your calls for the rest of the broadcast. I've scooped the world. I have educated you. I have told you what nobody else in this country would tell you. Good evening. You're on the air. Now we'll hear your reaction to it.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
This is Dave calling from Eastern Kansas.
Hi, Dave.
I think the most interesting part of your show tonight was the part where, you know, why hasn't anybody else talked about this? Why hasn't the...
That's right. I've been waiting for 2 years for somebody to stand up and say something. I actually thought that the Davidian lawyers were keeping quiet to pull some kind of a trap off on the government in court, but that's not true. They just don't know. They either don't know, or they're playing some kind of game with the government.
Well, and what about all the other programs you can listen to on the radio that haven't said anything about this?
Oh, they will now. You see, they usually wait to get it from the hour of the time. You see, most of everything that any other radio show talks about today, I wrote about in my book back in the 80s. I was giving lectures on in the 80s and early 90s. I covered on this broadcast a long, 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 long time ago. They never even had a clue until they heard it on the hour of the time. Now, there are some notable exceptions. There is a woman who, Bernadine Smith, I believe is her name, or Bernadette, I forget what her first name is. She was on to the Disarmament Act long time ago, and has been educating people about that. There are some people who, one of them was a very high-ranking member of the Mormon Church, who has been warning Americans for many, many years. In fact, he was the president of the church, what they call the prophet. We'll see if anybody can guess who he is. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I recall a guy named Campbell.
Nope.
Or it seemed like it started with a C.
Well, that's another person. He's also a great American patriot. But we'll see if anybody can guess who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
520-333-4578 is the number. And we're waiting for you to call. Yes, you. I can see you. I can see right through this microphone, through the phone line, all the way to WBCQ. I'm traveling over the airwaves. I'm looking right through your radio speaker. And good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Phil. Good evening.
Hi.
Yes.
Sorry for that squeal.
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't do it. I did it. I had the pot up too high.
Yeah. I don't know if you got my email today from CNN.
You know how many emails I get a day?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
No, I have no idea. I'm
about 700, and I'm not looking at my computer.
Right. Because you're half blind, I know.
That's right. I haven't been on a computer for days. I'm not going to be on a computer until my eyes are better, because it'll just make them go back to being worse.
Yes, CNN put out a article that basically about the video test they did. It said Waco test leaves more questions than answers. And actually, reading the article, kind of like in the government's denial, kind of like actually makes an admission, because in their report they're saying, well, you wouldn't see the flashes on an infrared from a small weapon fire, only larger weapon fire, which to me would admit that they were using more than just small arms.
Oh, yeah. They were using machine guns.
And then they linked to
you can also article. You can also see it in the choppers.
Mm-hmm.
When the infrared looks at a helicopter, you can see the fire coming from the helicopter.
And they said that the test video that they shot this weekend or whatever, they said that only large weapons during the heated day they were able to see fire.
Yeah, the small caliber rifles that they used did not show very clear flashes, but the
right.
machine guns did.
Right. Now, and an unrelated one, they actually linked to another story that the Department of Public Safety found 308 and 223 casings around the compound, too. Now, anything...
Wait a minute. What compound? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sorry. That's what...
See how the propaganda works?
Yes.
See how it works?
Yes.
They got you calling that church a compound.
No, it's a church.
But that's how it works. If you hear it often enough, you start thinking it and you start saying it.
I'm guilty.
Yeah, but you're not the only one.
I know. Well, this is what it was. I was just reading just from a paragraph, and it just popped out in front of me, and I just read it. But the Texas Department of Safety found large caliber casings on the church grounds.
Yeah. You know why a machine gun shows up much clearer and brighter and better than say, a sniper rifle?
Well, it's running at a higher temperature.
You better believe it.
I mean,
because its cyclic rate of fire, everything heats up.
Oh, it superheats. I mean, I do a lot of sport shooting. I do target shooting,
yeah.
And competition shooting, and my barrel gets pretty hot after a match, and I know those bolts coming out are pretty darn hot.
Yep, they sure are.
Yeah, so especially you push them a little harder.
Yep.
But I just thought I'd just add that in.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. Is there any evidence that Sheriff Jack Harwell had a stroke, and also the person that was a narrator in the film Rules of Engagement who explained the FLIR footage also had a stroke?
This is the first I've ever heard of it.
I believe it was reported on a program.
But the sheriff is elderly. It would not be unusual for him to have a stroke. I don't know anything about the narrator, and I don't know that the sheriff has had a stroke either.
No, I don't either. I wondered if anybody had any concrete...
Where did you hear this?
On one of the shortwave programs earlier.
Like whose show?
It could have been the intelligence report with Don and Mark Kornke.
You're still listening to Mark Kornke?
After
all the bullshit and lies that this guy's put out over the years that have turned out to be bold-faced, bald lies? You're still listening to Mark Kornke?
Well, that's why we don't believe anything until we can prove it.
Well, go and prove it. You know, don't call another show and ask them if they heard about it.
Yeah, there's not much on that time of night.
Call.
Oh, call up the...
Call. How do you think I would know? Yeah, call. Call the sheriff's department down there. Call. Ask them if the sheriff had a stroke.
Good point.
What do you mean, good point? It should be basic kindergarten stuff.
Yeah, it should be common sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it is. That's on short supply today. I'm surprised that they didn't come up with something like that was before the military non-smoking, and these people were just trying out their disposable lighters for sparks for the heat thing rather than...
Then we'd really have a case against them, wouldn't we?
Yeah, rather than the...
Who started the fire? I don't know. We're just testing our disposable lighters.
Yeah, exactly. that's what caused the heat that showed up on the FLIR footage.
Well, don't give them anything that they might be able to use.
These people are really... It's really sick.
They're scum.
Yeah.
They're scum. They're communists. They're lying. Oh, I hate them. I can't stand them. I just absolutely can't stand them. Never hated anybody in my life, man. And every day I find myself just absolutely despising these people.
You know, even as reprehensible as they are, there's one group that's even worse. The so-called free press that puts out this mindless drivel day after day.
No free press. They're controlled. Owned and controlled.
Free press, right.
Yeah.
Washington warned us.
I got to let you go. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. That's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you. Listening to 101.1 FM Eager. 101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust, the charitable trust that belongs to my children. 101.1 FM is your nonprofit community service radio station. Folks, we're back on the air 24 hours a day now, non-stop music. If you're listening to this station and you hear one of the selections, you know, skipping, screwing up, doing, you know, things that it's not supposed to do.